You just listened to Replica by 106 Point Never and Reamp by Ikahira on CFRC Radio. Guys, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Beat Banter.
Hi, this is Daniel Wolf speaking. The following episode of Dark Classes is a repeat from an earlier date, so please be aware that some references to events and dates may no longer be relevant. I hope you enjoy listening to the show again. Hello, and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf with another hour of jazz. And as with last week's show, we are going to stay in Canada for all of today's music. There's just so much great Canadian jazz. And let's begin with one of my favorite among what I would call early mid-career Canadian jazz saxophonists, and that is the Toronto-based Allison Au. Allison Au produced her second album, Forest Grove, in 2016, and it won the Best Group Jazz Juno that year. She's also been nominated a couple more times for Juno Awards. She grew up in Toronto from an interesting background, a Chinese father and a Jewish mother, and her maternal grandmother, according to Allison's Wikipedia site, is a Holocaust survivor. She graduated from that center of jazz training in Toronto, Humber College, and formed the Allison Au Quartet in 2009. And more recently, she joined a group I've played on the show called the Ostera Project, which is an all-female jazz supergroup led by bassist Jody Prosnick and pianist Amanda Tosov. Let's go back to a 2012 album by Allison Au and her quartet. The album is called The Sky Was Pale Blue, Then Gray. Let's listen to the title track.
Wouldn't you say that what we're dependent on we call reality, and what we don't like we consider an intrusion in our life? Consequently, I feel that what's happening is that we're continually being intruded upon.
But that would make us very unhappy.
Or we surrender to it and call it culture.
Call it culture.
Or whatever.
Give me an example.
Well, this weekend I was on the beach.
Yes.
And on the beach these days are transistor radios.
Yes. And you didn't enjoy it?
Not particularly. I adjusted to it.
How?
Well, I thought of the sun and the sea as a lesser evil.
You know how I adjusted to that problem of the radio in the environment. I simply made a piece using radios. Now, whenever I hear radios, not just 12 at a time, as you must have heard on the beach, I think, well, they're just playing my piece.
Thank you.
what it actually is that you're interested in is what superimposes what. What happens at the same time, together with what happens before and what happens after. What we need is a music which will not interrupt the noises of the environment. Intrusion. Because for heaven's sake, it didn't exist until the artist does it.
That was Allison Au's quartet from Toronto with the title track From the Sky Was Pale Blue Then Gray. We'll stay in Toronto for our next track, and a bit of sad news came out of the Toronto jazz scene a week ago today, with the death of Mark Kieswetter. Mark Kieswetter was an American originally from Indiana who'd lived in a number of places in the States, including Toledo, Ohio. But since 2004, he had made his home in Canada. And he has played with many Canadian musicians, Emily Claire Barlow among them, and who else? Also, Jute Zoot Sims before he moved to Canada. Amy McConnell, Dave Young, who is a great Canadian bassist, and particularly Heather Bambrick, the vocalist and jazz hostess on Jazz FM 91, who was a frequent collaborator with Mark and wrote a nice tribute to him on the Jazz FM website this week. Mark didn't do a lot of recording as a leader, but he did get together in 2011 with a different bassist, Toronto's Ross McIntyre, and they put together a collaborative album called Green Edge Sky, Green Edge Sun. Well, Mark was diagnosed with cancer in 2016, and he fought it for 9 years, just dying again a week ago today. The jazz community in Toronto put together a GoFundMe campaign for him. So, great loss to the Toronto and Canadian jazz community. But let's give Mark a listen here. Here he is again with bassist Ross McIntyre and Pete Kelly's Blues.
Thank you.
the late Mark Kieswetter on piano and Ross McIntyre on bass with Pete Kelly's Blues. Now, that actually is the title of a 1951 film starring Jack Webb, of all people, as a jazz performer opposite a very young Janet Lee at the time, and Edmund O'Brien playing against type as the villain rather than the hero. So that's a little bit of jazz trivia for you. And the title track has been played many times by various different artists. Now, let's go back to saxophone, but out to Edmonton, Alberta, for our next artist. And once again, no stranger to this program, Paul John Gouloyan, who is a member of the Order of Canada, is an 83-year-old alto saxophonist in Edmonton, but his actual stage name is PJ Perry, and yes, I have played him on the show many times, partly because his album with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra from 1999 would probably be on one of my 10 or 12 albums that if I had to pick and go to a desert island with only a few albums that I could listen to again and again, that's one of them. And it's a great album, mainly of standards, but PJ is still with us at 83. I had the opportunity to meet him when he was given an honorary degree by the University of Alberta back around 2007 or 8. Let's listen to a medley of songs from that PJ Perry and the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, a medley including Song Is You, April in Paris, and They Can't Take That Away From Me, PJ Perry.
partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613-544-4100.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Alcohol can lead to both short and serious long-term health risks. Learn more about risks to your health and safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Classes on CFRC 101.9. Just before the break, we heard a medley of tracks from Edmonton, also saxophonist P.J. Perry from his 1999 album with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. We're not quite done with the saxophone because the next act we're going to hear is one that was nominated in the Best Jazz Album of the Year group category a year ago in 2024 for Juno. The album is called Septology, The Black Forest Session, and the artists are the Canadian Jazz Collective. Now, this is a interesting group made up of a trio of musicians, Derek Gardner on trumpet, and Kurt MacDonald on tenor sax, together with the guitarist Lauren Lofsky. For the purpose of this album, they put together an expanded ensemble, including Brian Dickinson on piano, Neil Swainson on bass, Bernd Reiter on drums, and Virginia MacDonald on clarinet. Let's hear a track from that album, entitled One Thing Led to Another.
Thank you.
That was the Canadian Jazz Collective, and One Thing Led to Another from their Juno-nominated album Septology. Let's go to another more recent Juno nominee for this year's Junos, and that is Karin Davidson 9. Had them on the show a couple of times recently, including during the February, early March survey of Juno nominees. Let's give a listen to the group and a track which is entitled Florencio, Karin Davidson 9.
Thank you.
That was Karin Davidson 9 and Florencia from their recently Juno-nominated album, Reverence. Let's pause on the music for a moment, because this year has not been kind to jazz journalists, and we've lost a number of veterans, journalists and educators, including most recently, just on April 17th, Francis Davis, who wrote a lot for the New York Times and other publications. He died at the age of 78 from a combination of emphysema and Parkinson's disease. But in looking him up, I also saw that a little less recently, back in February, we lost the jazz archivist, broadcaster, and historian Larry Applebaum. And back in September, Dan Morgenstern, a well-known chronicler of jazz and teacher and jazz historian. So, tribute to the trio of those gentlemen who were great supporters of and writers about jazz. Back to some music now, and Elizabeth Shepherd, veteran Montreal originating but more recently Toronto based singer and composer. This is from her album Besides. Here's George's Dilemma. So the album dates from 2007. Elizabeth Shepherd.
Boom, 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 boom,
watch out, George, 'cause you will fall. Thank you.
Elizabeth Shepherd and one of two versions of George's Dilemma from her album Besides, 2007. There is another version, actually two other versions of that track on the album. There's a jazz dance version and something billed as a Daisuke Tanabe mix. So, interesting album, that one. That'll do it for today's program. I'll be back with more music next week, same time. Still getting our very changeable weather. Seem to be getting one nice day, one cold day, some rain, some shine. So, dress appropriately and stay safe. I'll be back next week here with Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. Bye for now. Shades, oh no. The guy in shades, the guy in shades, oh no. The masquerade.